course, it's liquefied, and mix that with liquid oxygen, and off you go. So hopefully they make it. SpaceX wants to build their Starship vehicle all out of liquid methane. Liquid oxygen. You have the Vulcan rocket that's being built now by Boeing that will eventually replace the Atlas V rocket, which presently uses kerosene. Again, that will be methane. You have the new, again, methane. They're all trying to do this. China. So hopefully, in this case, relativity space makes it to orbit. We'll see how it does. Hopefully, they make it next Saturday, and then I'll be able to get on the net and tell you that they made it. Satellite on board. They just want to try to get to orbit. Their 3D printed Halley rocket with the 9 engines, well, actually 10 engines. They got 9 engines on the first stage and 1 engine on the second stage. And if that, you know, if they make it to orbit, that will be a big deal for them. The Tauron one is, you know, this is only their prototype. They plan on making a few more of them, but their goal is to actually go one step bigger, a lot bigger. You know, something that's going to compete with SpaceX as far as reusability as well. They plan on building this massive two-stage rocket where both first stage and second stage, they plan on being able to bring both parts back and reuse them. So, that's the goal. But they have to get to the baby step first, try to get Tauron 1 to orbit, and then if that works, then they'll have the Tauron R, they call it R for reusability, and that thing's going to be about 10 times more powerful than this Tauron 1, and we'll see how they do. Hopefully they make it to orbit next week. And then another thing I want to bring up, I put a picture on Dr. Roy's website, site, roy.attgs.com. Bring that up. You put that into the URL. And scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a picture of this satellite that NASA and India plan on launching. It's called the NASA. India is ISRO. That's their, you know, their version of NASA. You know, the Indian Space Research Organization, and they plan on launching. They call it NISAR. And NISAR, N is for NASA, I is for ISRO, you know, for the Indian Space Research Organization, and the SAR is the Synthetic Aperture Radar System. And the reason I bring this up, this is a massive rocket, satellite that they've been working in the United States for over 3 years. It's a deal with India. It's actually a big radar in space, and the idea is to take pictures of the ground and the moisture in the ground and, you know, an environmental type of thing. And they plan on doing the same spot over the Earth every, I think it's every 12 days they'll have a complete view of the Earth with this equipment. The reason I put the picture up is it's a big, humongous antenna. It's going to unfold. This antenna was actually built by Northrop Grumman. And presently, I think it's going to be shipped to India. They're going to integrate the two together. NASA built the an S-band and an L-band that they're using. And so they split it. You know, one country did the S-band system, the other one did the L-band system. But it's going to, you know, transmit these radar signals, bounce them off the Earth, and then come back up. And the diameter of this antenna, when it unfurls, it's going to open up. Well, first, you know, I mean, the whole body of this thing is like the size of a school bus. But then once in space, they have this boom that's going to rise up, and the boom is like 30 feet long. At the top of the boom is this this mesh of network that will open up, and as it opens up, it's going to have this mesh parabolic type of antenna that when you open it up, it's going to be 40 feet, you know, they call it 12 meters in diameter. This thing's going to be 40 feet in diameter. So it's got this truss triangular system that's going to open up this wire mesh. And then, you know, so basically that's just a reflector. And the satellite itself is going to have the L-band and the S-band on board that. You know, now, years ago on this net, we talked about this other similar type of thing that went up, but it was smaller. But at the time, it was big. It was a big deal. And this thing, the one that went up, it was called the SNAP satellite. It was launched by a Delta II rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base. One of the last Delta II rockets to be launched. Anyway, it launched this SNAP satellite. SNAP was for soil moisture, active-passive satellite. So it was going to detect the moisture in the soil, and then active-passive. So it had a radar system similar to this, and then it also had this passive system. So it would just, you know, whatever radiates off the ground naturally, it was going to pick up and send data back to, you know, that way. But the active part worked for about almost a year. Then they figured out they had some kind of power supply problem. They tried fixing it, you know, remotely, and that didn't work. But to this day, you know, all these years later, that was 2015, SNAP is still working, but not the active part, which they really wanted to use, you know. So it's not transmitting and hitting the ground and coming back. It's just whatever's coming off the ground, you know, it's picking up. That part is working. This is like, this one that's sending to India is like SNAP on steroids. I mean, it's a 40-foot diameter antenna. And I just hope this thing opens up properly. And then you have the L-band and S-band that will be, I mean, active. It's an active system. You're transmitting, how many gigahertz it is. Anyway, the L-band and the S-band system, they'll be able to cover all those frequencies. Any comments? Okay, nothing heard. Another rocket that failed there the other day was the H-3 rocket by Japan. H-3 is supposed to replace the H-2A and the H-2B system that they've been using for years in Japan, and they tried to get this thing to orbit. This one is not a methane one. It's liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen. They got it off the pad. It took off. The they have two solid boosters. That worked. That's separated. But then the second stage was supposed to come on afterwards. Did not work. So they hit the termination system. They kind of pushed a button and destroyed. That never made it to orbit. So they got to work that problem out. And, Japan will be happy once this thing gets into orbit, because they're part of the Artemis program. They're going to be sending cargo, supplies, food, to the moon, to the gateway system. They have the HTV, they call it, system where they can load it up with around 13,000 pounds worth of stuff, and they'll be able to send that off to the moon to dock with the gateway system. It won't be anything new. They've done this 9 times before. They used to send, every year they would send another cargo vehicle to the International Space Station. So they stopped that a few years back to develop the new rocket and also to develop a new, bigger cargo vehicle. And this thing is human rated. Japan has long-term plans of actually putting their own astronauts on board on top of this thing. We'll see what happens. Any last comments before I turn it over to Roy? Nothing heard, but we'll turn it over to you, Roy. Anybody's listening, we have the Club InfoNet, which comes on every Monday. And that's on at 8:30, not 8 o'clock like this then. And that's always followed by Swap and Shop and then by Newsline. Roy, AC2GS, WS2N for the SpaceNet Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
Yes, indeed. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet Report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net. And thank you for all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I appreciate it especially. And I appreciate all of you people out there that didn't spend your time staring at the Academy Awards tonight, but stared at your radio or something else and chatted with me and other people. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. Hope you'll come back next Sunday when we'll do this all over again. As I often close these nets, I remind you, the previous guy who was running this for 40 years, K2RAW, would tend to close the nets by suggesting that you be kind to each other. That's always good advice, and especially now, it's very important. Also, want to remind you of good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new things. You'll never know what you'll learn. Thanks again to everyone. I hope you had a good time. I hope you come back next week. I am formally ending this Oscar Academy Award episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear. Have a great week, guys. I'll talk to you down the line.
In that story. Anyway, anybody's thinking about St. Patrick's Day, have a good St. Patrick's Day. That'll be Friday. 73 WS2N.